Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
We practically slept the night, revitalized, got some energy back in ourselves. Gonna pray, afternoon prayers, and then make a move.
People just, out of the love of Hussein, give you shelter, give you a bit of food maybe, some rest.
So they made these kind of mokibs, which means a place for resting, pillows, blankets, they have food in there, water, and you know they have a toilet on the side as well for everybody.
The mokibs are rented out by people across the world, so that they might provide free hospitality to the visitors of Imam Hussein.
That's a mini mokib.
But unable to find a place to stay, some of the pilgrims sleep on the streets. But on the road to Karbala, complaints are a rarity. The pilgrims are satisfied with whatever is given to them by Allah.
What is this?
It's a salawat massage, free massage on the way from Najd to Karbala. And it's done by the host, the Iraqi people. Very, very warm-hearted Iraqi people, and you can see for yourself what they're doing right now. It's a very good massage, and that's where the most of the paying attention is. They do it so the visitors of Imam Hussein can feel better about themselves whilst walking. See, look, the massaging, like the back of his thighs and stuff like that, proper.
It's feeling good, man, it's very nice. But he's going a bit too rough. But it's all good, man.
How'd you feel?
It's awesome, man. You don't understand.
Is that what you needed?
It is what I needed. Yeah, Ali Madad. Let's go.
Mokibs galore. And look at all of that. Nice WC there. You've got showers in there too. Got about two or three tents. Yeah, they're kind of taking us in. Take a look around you. Look how many people are sleeping in this tent. Look here.
Yeah.
Look here. Has anyone ever seen this before? It looks like a refugee camp, doesn't it? But it doesn't feel like a refugee camp, I have to say that. I don't want anyone to get the wrong end of the stick. It's all love here, we're all brothers here. We're all here on that same spiritual journey. I'm just laying here thinking how we've come a long, long way. We're all here on one purpose, for one purpose. Just for the love of Hussein. This just goes to show that that one person has made the greatest difference. This one person has made the world a different place.
Today, ISIS have made claims that they will destroy the shrines of Imam Hussein and his sister Sayyida Zainab in Syria. Their objective is to destroy the very symbols of hope and justice in order to crush any kind of resistance. Resistance itself is impossible without one key ingredient: inspiration. What is Imam Hussein except inspiration? The world that we live in has become utterly dark. It is full of men possessed with greed, lust, and power. The world that we know is in need of heroes. Heroes like Hussein. 60 years after the death of the Holy Prophet, the mercy, the love, the justice, and the truth which he brought had been all but extinguished, except for one light of hope. Imam Hussein, who, with his own family and 72 of his loyal comrades, marched against the armies of the Caliph Yazid.